You're listening to the Humans of DevOps podcast, a podcast focused on advancing the humans of DevOps through skills, knowledge, ideas, and learning, or the SKIL framework.
Altogether, the communities becomes a singularity from both sides. And I think that really matters because then the enterprise tend to see their go-to-market approaches change to go-to-community. And then where the community also sees the value from the enterprises as well.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Baum, Director of Membership at DevOps Institute, and this is the Humans of DevOps podcast. And I am so excited today to be chatting with Dhiraj Nayyal. Dhiraj is currently the Global Community Ambassador, along with Region Head for APAC and Middle East Region at the DevOps Institute. Dhiraj is based in Delhi, India, and is currently a certified member of Leaders of Excellence with the distinguished membership title MLE, Member of Leaders Excellence. He's a certified business relationship management professional, holds multiple credentials as a certified DevOps leader, certified site reliability engineer, and DevOps professional. He has an MBA in engineering and computer science, and he's also the first official announced DOI ambassador, so that's pretty cool. Dhiraj has built sustainable strategic partnership with Fortune 5000 enterprises globally and has built massive online social global tech communities while evangelizing and launching several global initiatives with thousands of members, industry leaders, partners, and practitioners. Dhiraj, it is a pleasure to have you on the podcast this morning.
Thank you, Jason, and thank you for such a wonderful bio. I think I never heard such an amazing bio being described ever before. So thank you.
I try my best. It's like it was handed to me. Well, Dhiraj, it is a pleasure to have you on. You have done so much, and I had no idea that you were the very first DOI ambassador. So that's pretty cool.
Absolutely, Jason. And it has been a pleasure to be the first ever ambassador from DevOps Institute, but also to work with the community which has evolved with DevOps Institute over the years. So I think I was fortunate enough, I was privileged enough to also work with the various community members, not just from the APAC or Middle East and Africa region perspective, but also from the global perspective, and also working with the cohorts of ambassadors who has been really influential as well as the catalyst in advancing the human elements of DevOps globally.
And we're going to talk a lot about communities. I'm sure that's something that's passionate to me, and I know you're passionate about it. So we'll definitely spend some time talking about communities. But as we always do, I would love to just start by getting to know you a little bit. I think that bio pretty much covered everything. So I don't know, maybe we could just all go home now. But I would love to get to know you. How did you get to where you are today? It sounds like you kind of always knew what you wanted with an MBA in engineering and computer science, but take it away. Tell us a little bit about you. Take us on your journey.
Thanks, Jason. So definitely, I mean, since the passion around the information technology field started during my engineering days, and then I thought of extending it to more from the management perspective. And that's where immediately after the engineering, the MBA in international marketing happened. And then for the initial 1 year, I was just working on ground, getting to know everything from the IT services perspective, and more or less absorbing everything. So as they say, initially you have to be a sponge and illuminate and reflect everything you are learning in the best manner possible. And then I think around a decade since I have been working in this field, I've been just focusing on developing strategic relationship with the enterprises, along with the community development, along with making sure that's what has been our mission as well. Those new skills, new knowledge, new ideas, innovation, learning are being accessed not just for the enterprises, but I think to the wider community as part of not just IT as a field, but I think the overall learning extends beyond in various verticals as well. So that's where the passion has definitely started building more about engaging more with the community, learning from the community, giving it back to the community, and that's where the additional role about the global community ambassadors always becomes more as part of my larger passion area, because we organize various meetups. I tend to speak at various events. I also engage with these thought leaders so that everything which is being conceptualized is also being rendered everyone who is part of the network. So like I said, privileged enough to be associated with DevOps Institute and also helping out all of our members located worldwide alongside of our education partners in the region, as well as various enterprise members who are seeking these new skills, guidance around the new innovations and the technology trends, which we keep on providing through our various initiatives.
So with the background like you have, computer science, engineering, evangelizing, you've kind of done it all within the space. I know your speaker, you touched on that, obviously the community building. As a kid, were you interested in engineering? Is that what you wanted to go into as a field later in life? Like some people are like, I want to be a firefighter, I want to be a police officer. Were you like taking apart computers and putting them back together?
Yes, it's quite interesting because professionally and personally, there is quite a contrast with respect to the personalities. And what I mean to say is, personally, I'm quite a reserved person, but as part of my job role, and this is what I learned during my MBA, is when you get into a sales and marketing role, you have to be more extrovert, you have to be more open, you have to be more welcoming in terms of engaging with the clients, in terms of engaging with your partners. So I kind of took it as a challenge to see if this role is something which is meant for me, or is this something which I would not be able to do it because I am a completely closed or a reserved person. And that's where I think that spark came in of not just getting into this field, but also making sure to learn on every step, making sure to thrive towards excellence overall, even though it's a long journey. But I think that challenge definitely sparked internally to keep on learning, keep on persevering towards this path. And fortunate enough to have met various thought leaders, various mentors, various bosses, both in the past as well as the existing one, who have been supporting enough with respect to advance my own learning journey, because I think everyone here is a learner, and in each and every step and in each and every milestone, we tend to meet all of our mentors, seniors, friends, and colleagues who tend to contribute in many and multiple ways. So that is where I think the overall challenge now became more like a passion area for me. And I love doing what I'm doing, both in the past as well as in the current role as well. And I think now, personally, still I'm a reserved person, but I think I love to chat with people, and that's why I'm here with a podcast with you, because I love having these conversations. I love to know more about people and see as a larger purpose in life, how can I help? So always with respect to of our members or of our partners. So that's the opening statement I tend to share, that how can I help? And even if I can help a bit, I think then the purpose is definitely coming to the larger goal or a near goal, which I have set personally for myself.
You touched on something, and I love everything that you just said, but you touched on something that is like near and dear to me, because it's a topic that I've definitely discussed with people, and I think it's a part of our core, who we are. People described by introvert or extrovert, and it can sometimes shape what you do in life. And unfortunately, I think most of the time it's a label. I don't really necessarily totally believe in introvert, extrovert. Like, I like to refer to myself as a reluctant extrovert, because I force myself to be more of an extrovert, when at times I would like to do nothing more than not talk to anybody. But then when I get going, I can't stop, and I love to talk to people. So it's a very strange dynamic. And I think we all have a little bit of that in us, the part that wants to run away and not talk to anybody, and just leave me alone. And then the part that's like, you know what, once you get going, all right, I could do this. And when people hear community, when people hear networking, I actually talked about this at one of the Skill Up days. You know, when people hear those words, it's like they become a little frightened. A piece of them doesn't want to do it. But it's actually one of the most important things that you could possibly do. Everyone talks about it in your career. Most people don't get a job because they applied to it. They get a job because they know someone, because they have a relationship with someone and that person recommended them or brought them in. And so we all need to do it. So the community aspect and the fact that you're a community builder, but you refer to yourself as like an introvert, is fantastic. I love that.
Absolutely, Jason. And I think you mentioned it correctly about the phase when you just want to be at peace, do not want to engage, do not want to talk. I call it as our zombie phase, because at that phase, we just want to be like a zombie, not doing anything.
I love that. I'm stealing it.
Just playing around and having all the time for ourselves. And I think in this, the fast-moving world, everyone is just busy in their own role, either making pitches, either doing marketing, either positioning. So lots of stuff are happening from the personal perspective or professional perspective as well. And I think down the line, since everything is moving at such a fast pace, sometimes that human element kept on missing. And that's the link I think we need to nurture together as part of the larger community. So even if we are communicating with an introvert or extrovert, if we are talking more humanly rather than as a role or as a product or a service, I think it makes not just the job easier, but also it makes it really helpful, really affectionate to whomsoever you are interacting to.
That's what I think has fascinated me so far with my journey of learning DevOps, because that's what I've been on, kind of the rush journey, the accelerated journey, but it's been great. And doing these podcasts and speaking to, you know, the brightest minds in the DevOps community has been a great education for me. And I had no idea that something like this in the tech world existed, the marrying of the human element with the tech element. I always knew you guys were funny. You guys have a great sense of humor, everyone in tech. But I had no idea that there was this like deeper philosophical level of the tech industry that wants to marry the human elements to the tech side of it. It's kind of a beautiful thing.
Absolutely, and I think there is also a funny story which I would like to share as part of this conversation, because I think definitely DevOps is a philosophical and a technological movement. But at the same time, so I hail from Delhi in India. And here, as you know, that we worship a lot of god and goddesses. And funny enough, that the god, Hindi translation, which is Hindi is a regional language in India, and the God Hindi translation comes as Dev. So it's like D-E-V, the DevOps, you see the spelling which is comes across. And I was at the conference engaging with our network and peers. And then there was a separate cab driver who was supposed to take me back to my hotel. And he just read like DevOps Institute. So there was a tagline. And he read that tagline and he said that, are you doing something related to our God, because Dev means the God in Hindi. So that was, I think, was really fascinating as well as funny. But at the same time, I think it also touches upon the philosophical and technological movement, which spans across multiple regions and multiple domains as part of the larger IT group.
There's nothing worse than engaging with a cab driver over religious, a philosophy and religion conversation. I've gotten those, by the way. I was once given Dianetics by a cab driver.
Right, yeah. People love those conversations because they kind of bring in different perspective as well, something which you might have not come across. So those are definitely intriguing conversations.
Are you looking to get DevOps certified? Demonstrate your DevOps knowledge and advance your career with a certification from DevOps Institute. Get certified in DevOps Leader, SRE, or DevSecOps, just to name a few. Learn anywhere, anytime. The choice is yours. Choose to get certified through our vast partner network, self-study programs, or our new SkillUp e-learning videos. The exams are developed in collaboration with industry thought leaders and subject matter experts in the DevOps space. Learn more at devopsinstitute.com/certifications.
So tell us now, let's go back to you a little bit. And we can come back to community, because I know community is a passionate topic. What do you like to do as a hobby? What do you do when you're not, getting your MBA, speaking everywhere, building communities for Fortune 5000s? What do you do with all that free time that you have?
Yeah, so like I said, I love those zombie phases in which I can just do binge watching. That means watching movies. Love Christopher Nolan movies, love Martin Scorsese movies. So lots of movies which has been on my watching list in the past as well. And then other than that, love traveling, which is of course has been restricted because of the pandemic.
But yeah,
love traveling, love meeting.
Where do you love to go?
So, I mean, primarily for me, India is the country which definitely have a lot of diversity. So that's why for me, it's also about exploring what it has been there in other regions of the world as well, because there the culture, the overall aspects, the overall, which we call as part of the community engagement, is a completely new form to learn and absorb as well. So that's where I tend to love everywhere where it takes me to a complete new world, if not entirely different, but I think more or less aligned with something new to learn as part of my own personal adventures. So certainly love more of the rural places as compared to the urban cities, because then again, it's all those fast moving world which comes as part of the urban or metro cities. But I think we are still pretty much occupied and not able to spend much time with the nature itself. So I think love going to the countryside, love spending time in either in a short trek in the Himalayas. So yeah, that's what has been as part of my hobbies during my free time.
You are the second person who I've had on this podcast who talked about hiking in the Himalayas. I did not realize we had this type of audience, which is, it's so cool. What's your favorite country that you've been to?
So New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's a beautiful place. And I think you must have seen the Lord of the Rings, Hobbits, that kind of movie covers everything around New Zealand. So I think they have beautiful landscape and again, very close to nature. So kind of my favorite places. So yeah, definitely would recommend if you have never
awesome.
Been.
Did you see a Hobbit while you were in New Zealand?
No. So I was in fact in the other city, so okay. Couldn't get a time in. This was part of the professional engagement, so didn't have much time, but maybe next time. So hopefully quite soon.
I got over to Australia years ago. I never got to go to New Zealand. It was one of our regrets, my wife and I. We did Fiji, Australia, and then we went home, and it was like, oh, you know, that was a really, really long flight to not have seen New Zealand too. And so I think it's on our list to go back someday. We'll see. Let's go back a little bit and talk about communities again, and just kind of get into, everybody defines community differently, and what is a community, and who are you talking about when you're talking about community? So I'd love to just get your sense of when you talk about community in this industry, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the customer? Are you talking about culturally within a company? What are you referring to? What type of community building are you doing?
Right. So I think that's a very interesting question, Jason, because like I said, initially I've been involved with respect to not just from the community development perspective, but also to conceptualize what a community entails for the organization, for the end user per se. So I think there are different taxonomy to share about communities, and I will also refer to some of the examples that aligns with it. So we talk about communities of product, and I think you know it better than anyone, where we talk about communities of product. Members of these communities are focused primarily on discussing and learning about a specific product. And I mean, take an example of Sephora's Beauty Insiders, or Twilio's Champions Program, or Salesforce Trailblazers. So I think all these are and have been a communities of product, which has also been running quite successfully. And then we talk about communities of practice, where members are all about leveling up our discipline or craft, and connecting with other practitioners, independent of any tools or platform. And some of the examples which I can think is the cohort-based learning community on Deck, or design communities like Dribbble.
So these have DevOps been, Institute?
Absolutely. And DevOps Institute has been spearheading it as part of the DevOps and Emerging Technologies, which has been really successful, has been able to derive the values which are required by the community members, which keeps on evolving. And I think last which I can think of is the communities of play, which is also very intriguing, because members of these communities come together around a common interest, like sports, gaming, athletics. And I can think of a gaming communities which happens on Discord, or even the NBA Top Shot, which I think is again makes it really together as part of that sense of belonging. So if I have that sense of belonging, whether it's coming from an end user or whether it's coming from an enterprise, I think then altogether the communities becomes a singularity from both sides. And I think that really matters, because then the enterprise tend to see their go-to-market approaches change to go-to-community, and then where the community also sees the value being derived by the various products, services, and other initiatives from the enterprises as well.
Yeah, and the sales funnel has really kind of flipped over the years. The sales funnel obviously used to be our team is going to come up with it, research and development. They're going to figure out what you know, what's going to be the next great product. We're going to push that out. Marketing's going to sell it, and then we're going to drive that to the consumer. And now, and that's applicable for almost all industries. And now that funnel has flipped, and we live in a really interesting time. I mean, I'm talking to you right now. You're in Delhi, India, and I'm in New Jersey, in the United States. And I mean, we're having a seamless conversation over a platform, right? That really derived out of necessity more than anything, or at least became popular due to that. But the sales funnel has flipped now that we have been, the voice of the consumer has been empowered more so than ever before. We have social media, we have rating systems, right? Amazon put those little rating things on there for reviews, and that took off. And now everyone has reviews, and everyone is, you buy based on referrals, you buy based on what other people in a community are referring you to, you buy based on what an influencer is telling you to buy. Companies aren't coming up with the products in a vacuum. Companies are listening to the chatter, and then they are coming up with the products that the consumer wants, and then the consumer is getting what they want. Because if the consumer is not getting what they want, they will tell you about it, and then they will get what they want. So community has become more important than probably ever in the sales chain. And then, yeah, I mean, professionally, that's been a model forever. That's the model I'm passionate about, obviously, the most, director of membership for an association. But yeah, every component, I think communities are more prolific now than they've probably ever been, because we've been empowered.
Absolutely. And I think you made a great point about the funnel, because I think the classic metaphor of the funnel has defined most go-to-market strategies. and it's focused on optimizing every step of the process from awareness and discovery to evaluation, engagement, conversation sales, loyalty, and advocacy, pushing leads to linearly extracting value at each stage. While community, on the other hand, like you mentioned, isn't about pushing people towards a binary endpoint, but each about creating an environment so compelling that it naturally attracts people towards its center. And I think, in other words, extending to the funnel which you mentioned, healthy and active communities, just like DevOps Institute, have that gravity. A high gravity community is the one that excels at attracting and retaining community members, but at the same time, help and maintains this gravity, which is also being derived to other members who are keen to join as part of the larger community. And I think that all derives as a benefit to the company as part of their overall business goals.
It's so well said. And I don't know, as we're talking about it, I think about how just how funny it is, how much things have changed and the need for continuous learning, right? I mean, what we learned in business school and in communications about the sales funnel and the traditional model of how things are set up, and how that is so not the case anymore. It's changed significantly in 15, 20 years. It's like, I think of that infomercial, forget everything you know about slip covers. It's like, forget everything you know about what you learned in college. Because you know what? If it was 15, 20 years ago, it's not relevant anymore. And yeah, continuous learning is so important. Not to plug our own continuous learning, but I am going to plug our own continuous learning. But it's important to, life is a journey, right? We're always evolving. We evolve with the times and things are changing, and social media and that empowerment has changed literally everything about how business is done today. And when it comes to community, even in the corporate culture, employees, you have, people are talking about diversity, inclusion, culture more than they ever have. And your employers are essentially a community themselves. You see it now when people are posting jobs. It's so competitive out there right now. And one thing that I know that people are looking for is a good corporate community, a good corporate culture. So you're going to see those. I think communities have never been more powerful than they are today.
Absolutely. And I think as it has been quoted that every company is a software company or will be a software company. And down the line, I think every company will be a community-focused company, because that's where even the new role or the emerging roles, which we see even in DevOps, like developers advocate, DevRel, has been coming up quite strongly, because that's where it has been focusing on the community development, community engagement. And I think from the organizational perspective, community is the new pre-sales, because it's not just about engaging with the community, but also making sure that they are able to send the message of their purpose of existence from the organization perspective to the larger audience as part of their community engagements.
I think that's a great place to kind of to segue away from this conversation, because I think you just put the period on it. Every company is going to be a community company. I think that's a very powerful statement. I love that. And it's not go to market, it's go to community. I think those were the big takeaways that I got from this. I want to go back and, for our last question of the podcast, ask you something that I like to ask everyone is, what is one unique thing about you that nobody knows? You never told it professionally. And it could be anything about yourself, something fun.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of putting us on a spot, because something that is more of a...
That's my job.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I think I'm not a terrible singer. I can still sing decently well, although I've never sang anywhere professionally. I've been a bathroom singer or have sung a couple of times very personally. But I think... certainly, I have some or a bit of quality of being a amateur singer as well.
you realize what you just did right now. You're totally, you know what you did. At our next DOI All Hands, Dheeraj is going to be singing for all of us. Don't worry, we'll get a few drinks in you first. Dheeraj, thank you so much for being on this episode of the Humans of DevOps podcast. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Jason. It's a pleasure.
And something that we've been toying with for you, our listener, is if you have questions while you're listening to the podcast, we'd love for you to send them in, and if they're good, we'll read them. Not all questions will make it, but please send us questions. We're going to come up with an email address for you. But in the meantime, send us an email to memberservices@devopsinstitute.com, and we'll read them on air on one of these podcasts. I think that would be fun. So if you have a question, please send it in. It could be for me. It could be for a guest. We'll try and get that guest to give an answer, something, and maybe we can make it a little more interactive with you. Thank you for listening. Thank you again to Dheeraj, and thank you for listening to this episode of the Humans of DevOps podcast. I'm going to end this the same way I always do, encouraging you to become a premium member of DevOps Institute to get access to even more great resources just like this one. And until next time, stay safe, stay healthy, and most of all, stay human. Live long and prosper.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Humans of DevOps podcast. Don't forget to join our global community to get access to even more great resources like this. Until next time, remember, you are part of something bigger than yourself. You belong.